Welcome back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about student life and issues facing the next generation of leaders on this weekend's Motherlode Views, joined in studio by four graduating high school seniors from Tuolumne County. From Sonora High School, we have Morgan St. Pierre and Weston Goulart. And from Somerville High School, we have Claire Caldera and Kayla Britt. Claire Caldera, I'm going to start with you first with the Somerville High School. You know, next question I want to ask you, just in general, as you now are sitting here in early June preparing to graduate and go to your next destination that you talked about earlier, you know, do you feel that high school has prepared you to, you know, move on and move into the quote-unquote so-called real world?
I don't think we can ever be 100% prepared because it's going to be a whole new world, but I took a lot of AP classes in high school, and those definitely prepared me for college. Their college level, and I think even if I had not taken AP classes that I would feel prepared, but definitely taking those classes has prepared me beyond what I would have had otherwise.
For people who aren't familiar, what do you mean by AP classes? Those are advanced placement?
Yeah, they're advanced placement classes, and you can choose to take them in high school if you want to, and sometimes you need teacher recommendation.
Was it hard to get through all those courses?
Yes, of course. They're much more difficult than the average classes that other kids take, but I think in the long run it was definitely worth it.
Put you in a great position now, getting ready to move on to college.
Yeah, definitely.
Kayla Britt, how about you? Do you feel that high school has prepared you for where you're going to next?
Absolutely. I think academically I come from a less rigorous course load that Claire has, and I've kind of really been able to understand how the more experienced side of high school has taught me and prepared me for college, because academically the school definitely does a good job of meeting your requirements, preparing you for that level of work in college, but also the experiences they provide at the school, lots of opportunities to get involved in the school and really take on leadership positions like our student body councils. We've got lots of music groups that you're able to really rise up as a leader in. Those have taught me the most just about dealing with other people and working really with other people and trying to come to a solution with certain issues, and then also how to have a good time and make good memories, all while keeping good grades and continuing to work hard. So I think it's very easy to say that we're as prepared as we could be at this moment in time for college, and each day we learn something new.
Going over to the Sonora High School students, Weston Goulart, what would you say? Do you feel you're prepared for that next path?
Yeah, I feel like I'm pretty prepared. I took as many AP classes as I could, and I was able to get involved with leadership, which kind of gave me more social skills with the community and things like that. The only thing that I wish that I had more of is, because I took all the AP classes, I didn't have much time to take extracurricular things. Like, I could have been more involved in art because I like to do that stuff. And I feel like if I was able to take that, I would be more knowledgeable of what I would like to do for my future. So that's my only regret about high school.
Morgan St. Pierre.
I kind of agree with Claire. I'm pretty prepared at this point because I've taken so many AP classes. And like, even though I'm not getting A pluses in all those classes, it's still teaching me to be hardworking and have good work ethic. And I'm sure that that's going to be great, like, in college. Because our teachers actually teach us, like, how it would be to be in a college class. And they teach it that way so that when we go into college, it's not like a culture shock or like... Mm-hmm. Terrible for us, and I think that's helped me a lot.
Very good. I'll stay with the Sonora High School students for this next question. Weston, I'll go back to you. You know, on the issue of drugs and alcohol use among students, you know, do you think that's a big issue, or is there a lot of students who use drugs and alcohol in the high schools?
I think it kind of just depends on who you surround yourself with. Like, some groups of them, I know they do it, like, every weekend pretty much, but... Like, in my group, we're pretty good. We kind of try to avoid that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Morgan St. Pierre, what have you noticed? Is there quite a bit of drug and alcohol use among the high school level?
I think there's a lot of it that adults don't particularly see, but it's definitely a specific group, and you'd probably know who they are if they were all together. There are a lot of kids that don't, which is great, but there is a pretty big percentage of people in our senior class that do it.
I know when we did this show last year, asked a similar question, and the panel of students were surprised how much marijuana had become more popular and readily used. Is that something you've noticed as well?
Yeah, it just depends on the people.
Depends on the
it
people.
Really
sure.
does, yeah.
Uh-huh. But it is out there.
But anyway. You probably know who they are if you saw them.
Uh-huh. At Somerville, Claire Caldera, what have you noticed in regards to just the issue of drugs and alcohol? Is there pretty widespread use among students?
I think that the alcohol is a pretty widespread use. Like Weston said, some of the kids are every day, every weekend. The drugs is a lot smaller group, in my opinion. But yes, I also agree that the marijuana use is growing.
Caleb, Brett, what have you noticed?
You know, there's no breaking news about the use of drugs and alcohol in high schools. It's just different ways, I think, of getting it, and I'm particularly not a part of that group of people, nor do I really know about them. But I think that that kids are just trying to find a way to experience life differently, and that's the way that they chose, and they're you know, while I may not agree with the choice they're making, it's what they're doing, and so I think that they're going to be working through a lot of things for the rest of their life, trying to figure out if that's what they want to stick with or not. But I think that Claire, I definitely agree with her about the drug use. It's not as much, but as we hear more and more about the changes to the laws with marijuana, I think that just kind of puts that on the forefront of a lot of people's minds, and so that piques a lot of interest in high school students to see what it's all about and mm-hmm. try it. And I think that is kind of where there can be a really big influence by media for kids to do things, because they're very and they can be influenced very easily. And so, fortunately, though, I think Somerville has got a pretty good hold on things.
Again, not asking about anybody at the table here, but you know, right. are students able? Do you think they able to sneak it into school, or is it pretty much done off campus?
I think it's mostly an off-campus activity. It's not to say that it doesn't get snuck on campus. I have seen a lot of situations where students are caught out of class, and also other students are able to report students that they're suspicious of, and they'll go as far as bringing in drug dogs to see if their students are hiding anything, because if a student wants to do something like that, they're going to do whatever it takes, and they can get pretty creative trying to hide stuff in the seams of clothing or backpacks. And I'm pretty proud of the way that our schools handled things, and I'm sure it's similar at Sonora too. I'm just trying to make our focus at our academics and our future that's ahead of us, and not letting that get ruined by the temptation of drugs and alcohol.
At Sonora High School, Morgan, what would you say? Are kids able to sneak it on campus, or is it primarily done outside of school?
I think they do, but not
sneak
everyone
on
knows
campus,
about it,
yeah.
Because like our campus is open, and I'm sure it's kind of the same way at Somerville, but ours is pretty open to the point where they could leave and come back, and no one would probably even say anything. And like, it's not that they're doing unsafe things, but there are people that do watch, but they could sneak off, and people mm-hmm. could not see them. So yeah, it'd be pretty easy for them to go off campus, get something bad, and then come back.
Weston, what have you noticed on that topic?
Like, it's mostly off campus, but every now and then you can just see it and you could smell it. So they're able to do it, but it's like pretty rare, I think. Mm-hmm. And also, that could just be where I hang out. It's not much there, but you never know.
Sure. I'll go with the Somerville students for this next question. Claire Caldera, I'll come back to you. You know, nationally, it seems like there's been a lot of discussion just about shootings that have occurred across the country. Is that something that, you know, fellow students talk about, concerned about? Has it come up more in student life, that conversation?
I think definitely, like, since my freshman year, the worry has grown in the last 4 years with everything going on. And our sophomore mm-hmm. year, we had a small scare at Somerville, and mm-hmm. our school handled it very well, and they've been keeping us informed and helping us plan if anything ever happened. And it's a scare, but it's modern day, and if you sit every day worrying about it, that's not going to help anything. So
Caleb, Brett, what are your observations on that topic?
Yeah, well, I think it's pretty clear that we've noticed the influence that media has, and we've been hearing a lot about these school shootings, and they seem to be happening on a monthly basis, if not seemingly weekly. But it's definitely something that we're more aware about, and I don't think that's a bad thing, but it looks like that's where things are moving. Students realizing that if they're handling emotions in a certain way, that this is now a new kind of outlet that other people are doing, they feel less guilty about it. And so that's something that we've got to be aware about, that kids could be concealing weapons, or if they have access to them, could be bringing them and planning to use them. I know the scare that we had sophomore year, there was even a list. They went as far as making a list of people that were planning on attacking, which is frightening in itself. But one thing that was interesting that I noticed even the other day, we had an unexpected fire drill, or not a fire drill, it was they thought there was a fire. It ended up just being a steamer in one of the boys' locker rooms. But one thing that I was at least aware about, and I think a lot of other people were aware about, is that when you have a fire drill like that, there's lots of people moving in very clear directions, and that's a good opportunity for there to be mass chaos done in a situation like a school shooting. And so that's something that, while we were walking to our locations, I was talking with students about, and it became very prevalent that was actually like a real fear, and even in my mind, was just had to be a little bit more aware of that possibility, especially with recent news and things as such.
Do you have quite a few drills in regards to active shooting incidents and that type of thing?
Yeah, they've implemented the ALICE program, which allows us to have something that doesn't force us to stay in our classroom, but if we have the opportunity, we can actually run in a different direction. So it's about alerting people where the person on campus is with a weapon, and then having an opportunity to escape and keep as many people safe as possible. So they've definitely taken huge strides and gone as far, I think, as bringing Nerf guns in and balls to simulate, you know, weapons or things like that to get us in that kind of mental space to be prepared for anything.
Morgan St. Pierre at Sonora High School, you know, has there been a lot of conversation as well in regards to shootings and kind of the new way of life?
Yeah, we've talked a lot about it. Like, all my teachers basically talked about it the day after the one in Florida happened. Mm-hmm. And it's just a conversation of what can we do and what should we do. And there's no apparent answer. There's no, like, one single answer to how you can solve it. Some people say mental health. Some people say other things. Some people say gun control. But it's like, it just depends on the culture, and it depends on how we're going to change the culture. And I think just being nicer overall and just being kinder to people is what is going to at least help solve that. So, yes, we've talked about it, and there's a lot of conversation that's still going on about it, but I think that we should still be talking about it. We shouldn't just stop talking about it a week later, and that's kind of what happens with our cultures, like, day-to-day.
Yeah.
Being the younger generation, you mentioned being nicer to people. Are you optimistic in the future that there will be some more niceness in the world?
Yeah, I think so. There's always opportunity for that. I don't feel like we always need to be negative or bitter. I think we should all just be happy and be happy with ourselves and what we're doing.
Weston Goulart, what have you noticed in regards to just that issue of mass shootings nationwide and conversations locally?
We've been talking about it a lot more in, like, government. Like, even today, our teacher said that he saw online that there was this new game where it was, like, a simulator of being an actual school shooter. And I just thought, like, that's so weird. But yeah, it's been a conversation and a worry that is just a lot more prevalent in us day to day. Like Caleb was saying, I've thought about that when we've had fire drills. Like, what if this isn't a fire drill? And I agree with what Morgan said, that we should all just kind of learn to be kinder, because I feel like the kids who are driven to become the school shooters are those who are bullied. And if you don't treat them in that way, they won't do that.
Mm-hmm. Have there been more drills? Have you noticed at Sonora High School over recent years in regards to mass shootings like Somerville has had?
Yeah, we've been doing the ALICE thing too, but we only do it once a year, just in the beginning of the year or so. And I feel like we could do it more, because you could just forget about that stuff too. Like, you know it's there, and you know what you could do, but I guess not in that instance you might forget, because you've only practiced it so little.
Mm-hmm. I know there's been occasionally some deputies from the sheriff's office in schools and so forth. Do you think that's been helpful at all on any of these type things?
Yeah, I think that's more helpful, because it kind of gives you better sense that you feel safe. You know there's help that's right there if you ever need it. So I think it's better that they're doing that.
Morgan St. Pierre, what do you think? Does that help at all, having extra deputies in schools?
I think with what Weston was saying, yes, it makes us feel safer. But then also some people might react like the opposite way to that. They might be more panicked that there is something that's going wrong. But yeah, I think that they help.
You know, For high school students, my next question, and I'll go back to Somerville. I'll start with Kayla Britt with this one. You know, what would you say are kind of the most popular activities for students your age? You know, whether it be at night or on the weekends, what are the most popular things to stay busy?
Yeah, well, we like to keep things exciting in high school, because especially if you're a senior, you've been doing it for 4 years, and so you want to keep things new. So I think, you know, whether it's in the evening or during the day, we're always finding ways to get together and hang out. And I think especially on the weekends now, we're making trips to the lake more often and finding some water activities. But there's definitely a lot of kids just meeting up after school just to hang out and chat, which I think is pretty cool because that kind of encourages that social aspect we were talking about earlier. But just getting together, even if it's just hanging out and like playing on your phones, which can seem kind of anti, is still like a good way for people to be together. And you see kids taking trips outside of Tuolumne, going down closer to the valley and bay, just trying to make some good memories, some lasting memories before we leave high school, and just trying to make the most out of what we've got right now.
Clark Caldera, what would you say about, you know, most popular activities?
At the end of the year, it's not as prevalent, but throughout the year, sports, I think, are one of the biggest activities that everyone's in. I mean, you get to school at 7:30 in the morning, and you're not leaving until 6 with sports, and then go home and repeat the next day. But now that it's the end of the year, yeah, everyone's going to the movies, going to the lake, hanging out. Everybody pretty much at Somerville lives at the Brennan's house because his mom makes dinner for us every Tuesday, and just pretty casual activities.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned it was three sports that you play?
Yes.
Was that a challenge to fit all that in with your schoolwork as well?
It was challenging, but it's honestly more weird not being in a sport right now because the past 4 years I've had a sport every day, and you learn to balance everything, and it makes you live on a schedule. And so now not having a schedule is even weirder. Mm-hmm. But it was tough, but it was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed sports in high school as well. Do you think sports and athletics are pretty popular these days, or are they not too popular? What would you say?
Most definitely sports are very popular, at least at Somerville.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say we have a graduating class of 130, and 110 have probably participated in a sport at one point in their high school career.
Mm-hmm.
Go over to Sonora High School. You know, back to that question of, you know, what is kind of popular activities for high school students? Morgan St. Pierre, what would you say?
I think there's definitely two sides to that, because my friends and I, normally we just go like hiking, or we hang out in a person's house or do things like that. But there are definitely other people that go, and they go to the lake and they do all this other stuff. But I work a lot, so it's like I don't get to do that sometimes. But that's kind of like the basis for all the activities up here, because if you think about it, there's not like a ton to do for the younger culture, so we kind of just go to the movies and then we go hang out downtown, or we get ice cream. That's kind of it.
You mentioned, you know, liking to hike. Is it easy to take advantage of those recreational opportunities?
Yeah, definitely. And I think it's a good alternative for, you know, some things that we could be doing. It's like, want to go do something, go hiking.
Do you think students your age, you know, take enough advantage of those things, or are you kind of a rarity?
I think there's a good percentage that do. I don't think that everyone is just like, yeah, whatever. There's a hiking trail. There are plenty of them, and people do like to hike around here, so I think that they do.
Weston Goulart, our other Sonora High School student, what would you say are the popular activities for students?
I think like what Morgan said, we all hang out together. A lot of the times we just go to another person's house. Sometimes we like play capture the flag or something like that. But sometimes we go hiking, we can go to Pinecrest, over the pass, things like that. Over the summer, I like to have my friends come to a cabin that we go to. It's pretty fun.
Need to take one more break. We're talking about student life and speaking with the younger generation of leaders in Tuolumne County for high school students across Tuolumne County. From Sonora High School, we have Morgan St. Pierre and Weston Goulart. From Somerville High School, Claire Caldera and Kayla Britt. I'm BJ Hansen. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll continue with our final segment of our special one-hour edition of Motherlode Views coming up in just a minute.